Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. Author of all the important books on being profitable, including Instant Profits, including Profit Improvement Executive Analysis, including Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Those are all profit-producing books that I encourage you to find on his website, profitpro.us. He's our good friend Steve. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
And one of the leading experts and volunteers at SCORE, folks. He gives a clinic every day, every week in his career on how to be a servant leader in his work with SCORE. And Steve, we all admire you for that very much. Let's talk about constants. I know that's what's on your mind today, Steve. I've started a series this year in my columns. Every 2 or 3 weeks, I'll write an article on what I call the fundamentals. You know, you and I have been talking about all the new stuff all these years that I feel like I need to remind, especially the young people coming up, that even with all the internet stuff, all the digital age stuff and all that, all the technology, for 100 years from now, when there's no analog left, we're still going to have to be practicing the fundamentals, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, we were reflecting on the fact that this is the 21st anniversary of our conversations on air. And we've talked a lot about the things that have changed, but you're absolutely right. There are a few things that are just basic, who we are, mm-hmm. what do we value. And those people think shift a bit, but there are some fundamentals that don't change in what we want. We still want to do business with people we know, like, and trust.
Yep.
We still, I think, for the most part, want to maintain some degree of ethics. You've written tremendously about that in the third ingredient. And we still need to develop some sort of relationship with our clients, even though we're doing that through the internet.
On the human level.
Of course, you talk about that in your...
Right.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you've the age of the customer, perfect. Seminal book on the topic of internet change, but on the human level, a lot of things stay the same, and on the business level, many things have stayed the same, and we need to remind ourselves of those.
And those are constants. One of the reasons I really feel like it's important for us to talk about this, Steve, and I'm saying this to the younger generation with a great deal of love and concern for them. And they know how I feel about them. I want them to be successful, but they do, and they admit this. I've talked to many, many, many of them about this. They do have a problem with anything that's older. They don't care for older things, sometimes including you and me. And so they really do. They really do. I mean, they admit it. They don't like to watch old movies. They don't like old furniture. They don't care for old cars necessarily. Those kinds of things that our generation would have been more interested in, they're not. And what I worry about, Steve, is that in doing that, they might be throwing the baby out with the bathwater, to use an old expression, because you can't look at fundamentals. You can't look at the constants, as you call them, the constants. You can't look at those as old. You have to look at those as abiding, right? They're always going to be with you. They're not old. They just always are going to be there. Like cash flow, like profit. Profit is a constant, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And keeping the books, so you're still going to have to do that cash flow, that P&L and balance sheet. If you don't, you're you're literally throwing the baby out with the bathwater, as you say. It's those are things you have to master to be successful.
I've run into
so many.
Keep going. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was going to say I've run into so many young folks and even some seniors as well that think that all you have to do is throw a website up these days and wealth is just going to flow mm-hmm. your way. And
then they go get funding. But, then they try to go get funding, right?
Absolutely. Well, there are all those grants out there, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, that doesn't exist. If you want a test of whether or not your fundamentals are being met, try getting a loan from a bank doing a business plan that is going to attract capital.
Yep. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Steve Martin and talk some more about the constants. The constants. We're going to identify these constants, these fundamentals. They're not old, folks. They're abiding. They're always going to be with us, no matter what generation we're talking about that's operating the business. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.